Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Adrian Gostick is the co-author of our good friend Chester Elton, of the outstanding books, The Carrot Principle. That's the national bestseller. I don't know, something under a billion copies have been sold. Chester has been telling us about all this for all these years, and he and Adrian wrote the book All In, which is one of my favorite books in my library. I love that title because it reminds me of you, small business owners. You're all in. And I'm irritated that Chester Nelson took my title for my, well, because I wanted to write that book. He's our good friend. He's the founder of the Culture Works. Chester Elton, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's good to be with you, Jim. Thanks for the invite.
Good to have you here. Now, I'm ready. I think your book, your name should be first in the next book, Chester. Tell Adrian
well, you
I
know,
said
that's
that.
Kind of like Lennon and McCartney. You know,
yeah.
McCartney every now and again said, hey, can we put my name first? And the copyright guy said, absolutely no way. our brand has got to get out, and I'm quite happy with it.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm just trying to stir up a little trouble here. Okay, so... So every, you know, it's interesting that you sent us over an article that you called a new year shoe shine. For about 3 weeks now, I've been talking about a shiny new penny of a year. This 2015 being a shiny new penny year, and we got this brand spanking new year. What are we going to do with it?
Well, you know, it's all, as you and I have talked many times. You choose your attitude, right? You choose.
Yep.
How you come to work, and my dad always gave me great advice. He had a great quote he made, me and my brothers all memorized. He said, you know what, Chester, happiness is a choice. And it's amazing when you choose that positive attitude, when you're looking for the upside, how it can change the environment, the culture, and even the potential of your day. It's true, isn't it?
No, there's no question about it. And I'll tell you, if you can find a way to find a way to be, you know, I mean, I know it sounds like Pollyanna, but I'll tell you, when things have been the toughest for me, you know, if I could find anything to be thankful for, anything to be grateful for, even if it wasn't going to be a happy day, just find something to be grateful for. It's amazing what that can do for you.
Right. Count your blessings. You know, and Adrian and I had this experience in Toronto, Canada. We were up there for a conference and bumped into the most amazing shoeshine guy you'll ever meet, right? Carmine. And, you know, we had some time in between, you know, presenting and so on, and we're kind of wandering around, and we both sort of needed a shine. And we sit down, and this guy was brightening up everybody's day. So, of course, we sat and waited our turn, and he started to shine our shoes and did an excellent job. We're talking to him and said, gosh, how long have you been doing this? And he said, 30 years. Can
wow.
you imagine being a shoeshine for 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, the happiest guy you would ever meet. And he had so much fun with his customers, you know. Our shoes just were like mirrors when we were done, right?
Right, right.
And we said, what's the secret ingredient? And he kind of smiles and says, oh, it's cat pee. Now, we're pretty sure it wasn't, but that was his way of
I'm pretty sure it was water, but whatever.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
That's the theater. That's part of the theater, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was all part of the show. But, you know, as everybody was walking by, everybody knew his name, and he knew everybody's name. And it was sort of like your little pick-me-up before you hit the office. You'd stop by and say hi to Carmine. Well, he's got a thriving business,
mm-hmm.
and he's a shoeshine guy. You know, there is nobility in any kind of work. You can make any
right.
kind of work fun and engaging, and he certainly did. And I mean,
well, we all have a responsibility, I think, to bring the best humor possible to our engagement with others. And you know, who wants to be around somebody? I mean, don't you know people who believe that you know that they basically just live their lives grumpy and unhappy when there's really no reason for it to be? I don't understand that kind of behavior myself.
Well, you know, it is an attitude and it is a choice. And, you know, when we come to the office and we've got those grumpy people and they've got that attitude, when you say good morning, they look up at you and the message is, don't even think about talking to me
right.
today. You know,
right.
I mean, it just it creates this pall over the whole thing. When you're right, we all have so many things to be thankful for. You know, you look at the chaos around the world and the fact that we live in such a wonderful country with so many opportunities. And you know, if we can't step back every now and again and be grateful, and share that gratitude with other people, I think it doesn't speak very well of us.
Isn't that also one of the key components of a leader is to recognize that these attitude the right attitude of being grateful, of being, you know, having a better attitude about what you're doing, kind of starts at the top.
Absolutely.
Haven't you known business owners who were the opposite of that? They came to work grumpy, and the company wound up being that way.
Sure. Sure, absolutely. You know, when we do our consulting and training work, we'll often try to get to the office a little early, before the boss shows up. And I listen to the volume in the room. And if it's really kind of fun and engaging and boisterous, and then when the boss walks in, it gets really quiet. It tells you how they feel about that boss.
Right.
They probably don't like him or her very much. They probably don't trust them.
They might fear
but
him.
If the boss walks in and the volume goes up,
mm-hmm.
then that's a really positive sign.
Right, right. I just think it's as business owners, folks, if you have people who are unhappy, you know, maybe they're mirroring you. Maybe you're not the kind of leader that instills a happier, more pleasant behavior. Look at yourself. Look in the mirror a little bit. What do you think, Chester?
Oh, absolutely. My dad had a great saying, you know, and I quote him often. He was my first and best manager, but he'd say, "Hey, Chess, see that guy over there? He can brighten up a room just by leaving it." And, you know, you don't want to be that kind of leader. You want to be
right.
the one that's approachable, that's picking people up, that's encouraging. And by the way, Harvard School of Business shows that in positive workplaces, productivity and stock price literally doubles. So it's not just a nice thing to do. And, of course, we want to be nice and good people and make our mamas proud. But the Harvard School of Business has done many studies on the productivity in a positive workplace.
Well,
and productivity literally doubles.
It's a best practice.
Exactly.
And what customer wants to hang around with unhappy people?
Oh, you know,
who wants to come back? Who wants to come back into a business? I've been in these businesses where everybody seemed unhappy. I don't want to go back.
Yeah. No, I walked into places and thought, you know what? You need a new motto. And your motto should be, in our store, we're not happy until you're not happy.
Right?
Something they can deliver on.
Right. And hold on to that thought. When we come back, we're going to talk about how to get those employees. Chester's got some ideas on how to get these get our employees and ourselves to the point where we can be a little bit happier and maybe a little bit more engaged. He's got some questions he's going to ask us after these messages. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasick. Stay with us.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.